So are there any questions?
No questions?
Okay.
It's more a comment than a question. I totally agree, and I know from experience that what Lydia just said is true, and this is why I, for instance, at Academy, try and have an early night at least sometimes, because otherwise I won't make it through the conference, and that's from experience, because it's so easy when you're having fun and when you think, okay, there's stuff to do and you need to help, but I know I have an awesome team here that can help and take over tasks. That's something I had to learn organizing this conference. I did this differently in the beginning, but it's really, really important that you know your limits.
Thanks. More questions, comments? Okay.
I think that there are some points, I really like the presentation, but I think there are some points that should be added. That in practice, in most cases, when we see the burnout, we know that it's coming. We see that it's coming to someone, but for many reasons, when the person leaves finally, it's pretty abrupt. It's just one day the person leaves everything. For the open source project, if it's the main developer, that's usually that way. It can really hard. It can be really hard for the project in that case. So I think that's pretty important. If we see a situation, not we should not just wait to the last moment to talk to a person or to just do something, then try to do something before. And on the other side, when we are the person who may have that problem, it's pretty hard to say no to some new responsibilities. Do you want to implement that when in new bugs? And it's very important to learn to how to say no. I have no time to do that. I'm sorry, I won't do that. If you find someone who will implement that, that's okay, but I will not do that.
Saying no. Thanks. And learning to say no, awesome.
I can talk about... I can talk a little about my experience. I stepped back last fall. My dad is in arrest in a nursing home, and I could tell I was getting really burned out with everything I was doing in KDE. So I just basically stopped reading IRC. I think I kept reading mail lists, but that was about it. And just said, I'm not doing anything for a few months. Didn't participate like I have before in GCI, which is sad. I enjoy it. But when I felt up to it, I dropped into IRC and answered questions or whatever, and just, you know, tried to enjoy my family and spend my time with my dad. And then after the holidays, I felt more energy and started just picking up my favorite jobs. And now I think I'm back to almost what I was doing before. But just taking a few months off and really realizing what's important. My dad's 87. He's not going to live forever. I'll never be able to go back and spend the time with him. So I'm spending it with him now. And KDE's going to be around after. So I, you know, there's other people that have left, and it's been difficult to see them go, but when they come back and they have some energy, I think that that's a really good example for everybody. And so the graceful part, I think, is important. Instead of getting so burnt out that you have a fight with somebody and leave in a giant flame of negativity, just say, I am stepping back, I might be back, and I always hope that they are. But it is really good to see people actually gracefully stepping back. It's it's so valuable. It really helped me to do the same thing.
Thanks.
Thank you. I'm not as much in KDE as I would like to. I'm from the FSFE, but oh Jesus, that was quick. but I had to learn how to handle. I mean, I had to learn how to say no, and I had to learn to delegate the hard way. What I do in FSFE is just way too much work, and if I want to do anything geeky beside that, it just doesn't work. So, and right now I'm doing for in my free time. I'm saving a hackerspace with a friend of mine together, and I'm on the edge of being burned out. And he just burned out yesterday. So that's something that's in my outbox waiting to be sent to be fixed. Perfect timing, I know. So what I learned the hard way is. A few of the things that were said already, I totally agree with everything that was said so far. But what I can add to that is that it's sometimes a bit weird that regarding delegation, delegating stuff feels really weird. And the weirdest part is that you actually shouldn't delegate stuff that you think you should delegate. Because when you see something, you usually see when you have to. I mean, it depends who you can delegate to. So if you have somebody who's as capable or even more capable than you are on a certain topic, delegate that. Period. Even if it's fun. It's just, you know, I don't have time for this. I mean, I have time to do that task that just came in, but I'm actually working on something which is really labor intensive. And you have somebody who can do that or do that even better than you. Just send it to them. Then the other thing that's hard to figure out that you can delegate is, I mean, not to figure out, but to actually delegate is small tasks which are easily done. Because usually, I mean, at least in FSFE, we have interns. I mean, I know that's not usually the case with KDE, but you have, for example, you have junior developers or people who just signed up or students, etc. So you have like small tasks that you know it takes you like a minute, maybe 5 minutes to fix, and you know it's gonna take you like 3 freaking hours to explain to the poor sob what the hell it is. Not to mention that it's gonna take you another 2 hours to fix it, but that's the task you should delegate. It sounds counterproductive, but it's actually not. I had to learn the hard way, because the thing is that once you go over the whole 5 hour hurdle instead of 5 minutes and explain how it works. I mean, usually those small tasks are the ones that come in every second day. So you just, at some point, you can just say, well, if you see this problem, you just go and solve it instead of me. And you already, those 5 minutes accumulate, and those 5 minutes accumulate especially because those small tasks are usually the ones that break your flow. So you're working on something intensive, and then you get some small fix to do, and you just, okay, I'm gonna fix that. And then you come back, and your flow is broken, and you're even more nervous than you were before. So those small tasks you should always delegate, even if it's a lot of work to start delegating them. Thank you.
I agree, and these small tasks are the ones that can grow the people who you want to delegate the actual big stuff to in a year or two, but you need to grow them. They don't fall off the sky, unfortunately. Well, fortunately.
I have a comment more to add. You had the point of if you see somebody who are in this situation or going in that direction, you should talk to them about it, even if it's a really hard topic to discuss. I would just like to add, you know, do it as soon as possible. I mean, you don't wait. Because if you let that happen, that situation go on, especially if it's work and they can't actually go away, they can't actually burn out, they just lie there and they're stressed, you might not be friends enough with that person later to take that discussion. I've been there where I lost some friends, and you, at one point, you just can't take that discussion up anymore because you don't have that relation, because everything gets enhanced. They get annoyed at more things. You have too many discussions. You have too many disagreements. You have to have that discussion much earlier. That's
okay. Thanks.
I had my own experience with burnout. I had with the SVN to Git migration. I would say one of the reasons why I did it was the feeling that you mentioned that nobody else can do it, and maybe at some point it's true. But on the other hand, the solution to the feeling of I'm the only one who can do it is to teach someone else, not to do it yourself. I had some burnout later with some other modules that were migrating, and it was pretty hard to let someone else do it, and the feeling that, well, yes, you do it, but I have to review it, but then I don't have time to review it, and then there's some conflict if they push it anyway before I had time to check it out. And you have to let someone else do it and quit gracefully.
And trust people. Usually people will surprise you a lot.
There's another trick I just remembered that I heard from somebody way older and way more experienced than I am. He used to be the CTO of Hewlett Packard, so he's quite experienced. He said, it's surprising how many things get resolved by itself if you just ignore them. And I just had this weird idea for a BOF session. Maybe you should have a siesta, Bof.
Okay. One last comment or question?